Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Aleph. We left off on daf Lamed Amid Beis right after the Mishnah. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship of our daf Yomi Shir. So today we're going to talk about mostly one topic, and that is a topic that emerges from the Mishnah that we finished with yesterday. This Mishnah is an offshoot of the very first Mishnah in the Masechta. In the beginning of the Masechta, we learned the concept of Tsaras Erva, that not only do you not do Yibum on an Erva, which is obvious, you're not going to do Yibum, well, not so obvious, but the halacha is that you're not going to do Yibum on somebody that is an Erva to you. So let's say Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, and then Reuven dies. Obviously, Shimon doesn't do Yibum on his own daughter or require chalitza for his own daughter, but not only that, any other wives of Reuven, Shimon also doesn't do yibum or chalitza, that it's saras ervas pater. So our Mishnah added that what if the relationship, the marriage between Reuven and Shimon's daughter was a suffolk marriage? How can you have a suffolk marriage? Either it was a suffolk whether they ever got married, it was a suffolk kiddushin, or we know they were married, but there was a suffolk whether there was a get, it was a suffolk gerushin. So in those cases, the tzara would require chalitza, but not yibum. That's what our Mishnah added, that when you have a tzaras safek, a case of where the brother was married besafek to the erva, then the tzaros are going to be chaltzos velo misyavmos. Then the Mishnah gave examples of what does that mean that it's a safek that they're married. What does it mean that there was a safek yidushin or a safek divorce? So the Mishnah said, well, a safek kiddushin would be that the guy takes a shtar kiddushin and he throws it toward her, and it's safek karov lo, safek karov lo. We don't know who it was closer to, and therefore we don't know if it was a valid kiddushin. And what's an example of a safek gerushin? So we expect the Mishnah to say that he's married to her and he takes a get and he throws it to her, and it's safek karov lo, safek karov lo. But that is not the example the Mishnah gives. Instead, the Mishnah gives three different examples about gittin that are kosher midoraisa, but pasul midorabbanan, where he writes a piksav yado and there are no edim, or there are edim but there's no date on the get, or there's a date on the get but there's only an eid echad on the get. All these examples of gittin that are pasul midrabanan, even though they're kosher midaraisa. So the Gemara is going to deal with the question, for the majority of the daf, is going to deal with the question of why didn't it just give an example of a case of safek get, that safek karov lo, safek karov la. So Rabba is going to give one answer, and that's going, and the questioning of Rabba's answer is going to take up the entirety of Amud Aleph, and then on Amud Beis, Abaye is going to suggest the second answer, and Rav is going to suggest a third answer. So then after we get through that, we're then going to have on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to, we're going to have a Mishnah that talks about three men that are married to three women who are unrelated to them, and then one of them dies, and the second one does Mimer, and then the second one dies. So how does the third one deal with the wives of the first two, considering that the second one had some link, some connection to the wife of the first one as well? So that's going to be the Mishnah Be'ezras Hashem at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So let's pick up at the Gemara on Lamed Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, V'ilu begerishin safek karav la, safek karav la, lo katani. It's so interesting, the Gemara says, when the Mishnah had to give an example of a safek gerishin, it did not give the simple example of throwing her a get and you're to safek who was closer to, and therefore it's safek gerishin. So my time, why didn't it give that example? It gave that example by a safek kiddushin. So Amar Rabba answers, no, it cannot give that example by a safek gerishin, a case where you throw it and it lands in between the two of them and you're not sure who it's closer to, because in that case, what's the Mishnah saying? That by a safek get you require chalitza misafek, but isha zu v'cheskas hetu l'shuk omedas. This woman is the tzara of this erva is becheskas that she's muteris l'shuk, that she, last thing she knew for sure was that her husband was also married to an erva of Shimon, right? Reuven's other wife, last thing she knew for sure was that one of her co-wives was an erva to Shimon, and therefore she's not going to require yibum v'chalitza. So misafik atabala usra, because it's a suffik whether that status changed, you're now going to answer her and tell her that she's going to require yibum v'chalitza, that she's not mutaris l'shuk, al tasrena misafik, you can't answer her misafik. And that's why the Tana didn't explain suffik erishin to be a true suffik where I'm just not sure if there's a divorce. Instead, the Tana chose to say that Safek Gerushin doesn't really mean Safek. It means a Gerushin that's Pasul Midrabanan but Kasher Midoraisa. And those are all three examples, that they're Kasher Midoraisa, Pasul Midrabanan. So we require a Chalitza, because on a Doraisa level, for sure, on a Doraisa level, they're for sure divorced, and on a Drabanan level, they're still married. So that's why we require a Chalitza. Because in a Safek, if it was a true Safek, you cannot take a woman who has a Cheskas Heter and take away her Cheskas Heter based on a Safek. So Amalei Abaye says, if that's the logic, if you're going to say that a Cheskas Heter is Shaykh, even in such a case where there's a Leidas HaSafek that would make her Asura, and it's meaning over here, the case is, it's so interesting, meaning that the Suffolk arises before the husband died, obviously. The Suffolk was at the time that the Gerushin happened. So the Suffolk arose at a time where she knew she was Asura Lashuk, because she was still married to the husband. Everybody was Asura Lashuk, because they were all married to the husband. So they all knew, so Mrs. Ruvain was obviously Asura Lashuk. But still, we're going to say that since she's Becheska, said she will become Muteres Lashuk when her husband dies, we're not going to change that Safek, we're not going to change that Chazaka based on a Safek. So if that's the case, B'Kiddushinami, Neima Ishazu B'Cheskas HaTaliyavim HaMedes, why don't we say by Kiddushin also that we should say that the Tzara of this Erva was B'Cheskas Heter to do Yibum, because the last thing she knew for sure was that her husband was not married to Shimon's daughter, was that Reuven was not married to Shimon's daughter, and Misafek Atabalda Usra, and now Misafik, you're going to tell her, now you're not allowed to do Yibum with Shimon, Al Tasra to Misafik, so we shouldn't ask her to do Yibum Misafik, meaning just like in the case where it's a Safik get. The last thing she knew about herself was that she had a Cheskas Heter Lashuk if her husband were to die, so you're not going to change that Misafik. So too by a Safik Kedushin, last thing she knew for sure was that she had a Cheskas Heter to do Yibum, so you shouldn't change that Misafik either. Sans the Gemara, Hasum L'Chumra, Meikra Din in Chinami, she's allowed to do Yibum because she has a Chazaka that she's allowed to do Yibum. If the last thing she knew was that her husband was not married to Shimon's daughter, so last thing she knew that she had a Heter to Yibum, so therefore you're right, on a Dorais level, Meikra Din, she is allowed to do Yibum. It's a Chumra Midrabanan not to rely on that Chazaka and to require Chalitza instead. So says Gemara, Hay Chumra Dasli De Kulahu, that but that Chumra is going to lead one to a Kula, because Zimnin Da Azilhu Umekadish Lalachosa, because that Reuven may go and be Mekadish her sister as well, be Kiddush Yevadai, and that Kiddushin is going to be a Vadai Kiddushin, meaning it's not going to be a Safikar of Lo, Safikar of La. So after he has this Safik Kiddushin with one woman, he might do a Vadai Kiddushin with that woman's own sister, Vi'ina. Or another possible thing that could happen is Zimnin Dasa Achr Mekadosh Lo Ledida, the very woman who had the Safek Kiddushin may receive Kiddush Vadai from somebody else. Now, if she's already married, the Kiddushin that she receives from somebody else means nothing. It's a joke. It doesn't count as anything. But if she's not married, then it's a real Kiddushin. So, V'kivan de Asala Mar L'Tzara, since we're Machmir and we're not allowing the Tzara of the Erva, of the Erva who had the Kiddushin, we're not allowing her to do Yibum, so it's going to be a Takala, because people are going to see that the Tzara is not doing Yibum. Amri de Kama Kiddushin. They're going to say, oh, must be that this Erva really had a Kiddushin with the first with Reuven, and therefore de Basra love Kiddushin, and therefore when Reuven went and was Makadish her sister, it's an invalid Kiddushin. Or if someone else came and gave that same woman that same Erva of Kiddushin Vadai, it's an invalid Kiddushin. They're going to say, it must be that it's an invalid Kiddushin, because it must be that she was really married, because look, we're not allowing her Tzara to do Yibum, so that's going to lead to a Takala. So answer the Gemara, no, it's not going to lead to a Takala, because we're not saying that she can't do Yibum and she's Muteres L'Shuk, we're saying that she needs Chalitza. So Kivin the Kamatzvachas Chalitza, Mediyadi, Duchomer Bialmahu. If we're requiring Chalitza, everyone's going to know that we're only being Machmir that she not do Yibum, but in a Chinami, maybe she actually requires a Yibum. So nobody's going to make assumptions about the status of that Safek Kiddushin, of the Kiddushin that Reuven did with Shimon's daughter, B'Safek. No one's going to make assumptions whether that Kiddushin was valid or invalid based on the fact that we're not allowing her Tzara to do Yibum, because we are requiring her Tzara
to do chalitza, and everyone realizes that chalitza is that is what we do when we're not sure. So everyone's going to realize that we're simply not sure, and therefore you don't have to worry about such a takala. So frakta gemar ihach, if that's true by safek kiddushin, they're machmir that even though really meikar adin. Again, the case of safek kiddushin is Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven. He's married to a wonderful woman who has no relationship to Shimon, and then Reuven also does a safek kiddushin on Shimon's own daughter, right? That was the case. He does safek kiddushin on Shimon's own daughter. Then when Reuven dies, we're saying me'ikar adin, Mrs. Reuven should really be allowed to do yibum with Shimon. She was becheskas hetter that she could do yibum with Shimon before this safek kiddushin ever happened. That safek's not going to change it. Me'ikar adin, she could really do yibum. But we're extra machmir, you know, we say, you know what, don't do yibum just in case, do a chalitza instead. But she has a cheskas hetter, and misafek, we tell her not to do yibum, and we're not worried that people are going to think that she's not zakuk liyibum, because everyone's going to see that she's doing a chalitza. So we're not worried that people are going to think that the kiddushe safek was really a kiddushe vadai. But if that's the case, ihachi gerishinami lisni. By gerishin in our Mishnah, it also should have said a case of throwing a get, safek karov lo, safek karov la, and say that she does chalitza. That even though, what did we want to say? That she's becheskas heter, that prior to this get, the co-wife, Mrs. Reuven, was becheskas heter l'shuk, that she was allowed to marry whoever she wanted as soon as Rosman dies, because she was a tzaras erva, and now it's only a safek. So let's chalitza, just require a chalitza, and we made a yadi, the chumra bialmahu, and everyone will realize that that's only a chumra bialma, and really she had the cheskas heter l'shuk, but we're only requiring a chalitza l'chumra. But ain't a chinami, make her a din, she could have gone and married whoever she wanted without a chalitza. So there's no takala that's going to come out from it. So imata omer chaletzes misyavemes. So says Gemara, no, we can't be choshesh that if people see that she does the chalitza, that they're going to assume that the gerushin was chal. But we do have to be choshesh that if you say that she should do chalitza misafek, people will think that she should do yibum also, that she's entitled to do yibum as well. Meaning her real halacha, in the case of the safek gerushin, the real halacha that she's becheskas heter l'shuk, that she doesn't need anything, and therefore yibum would be a terrible avera of eishes achiv shelo b'makom mitzvah. So, but we're afraid if you do chalitza, people are going to say, do yibum also. So frankly, marwal hachanami, by the case of safek kiddushin, imat omer chaletzas misyavemes, by telling the woman whose co-wife had a safek kiddushin, whose co-wife who was the erva, who was Shimon's daughter, had a safek kiddushin, that she should do chalitza. Don't you have the same concern that people might tell her that they might get confused and think she's allowed to do yibum as well? Says, well, yeah, but that's not a problem. It's a siyavim b'kachlum. If she does yibum, it's no big deal. Meaning the two cases are very fundamentally different. That in the case where you have Mrs. Reuven is married to Reuven, and then Shimon's daughter has a safek kiddushin with Reuven, the ikar adin, the real halach, is that Mrs. Reuven can do yibum with Shimon. So what are you going to say? I'm nervous that if she does chalitza, people will think that she can do yibum. Fine, that's the ikar adin anyway. The Rabbanim don't lose anything by requiring a chalitza. The worst that can come out is that people will forget about the fact that it's dafka chalitza that we're requiring and not a yibum, and they'll end up doing yibum also. That's exactly what it would have been had the Rabbanim never made the takana. She's becheska, so she's allowed to do yibum. Whereas by the case where Mrs. Reuven knew that that Reuven's other wife was Shimon's daughter, and they were married bevadai, and it was only a suffix whether Reuven had divorced Shimon's daughter, so then the chazaka is that she's not allowed to do yibum. It's absolutely usher for her to do yibum. The chazaka is that she's muteres, and Mrs. Reuven is muteres l'shuk, that she'll be allowed to marry other people. Now you're going to tell her to do a chalitza? She might come to do a yibum, and that's really bad, because she's not allowed to do yibum in that case. And that's why the two cases are fundamentally different. It's much easier in a case of Safek Karov Lo, by Kiddushin to say, okay, do a chalitza, because worst comes to worst, they'll do yibum, and that's the Ikar Adin anyway. Whereas by Gerushin, Safek Karov Lo, the Mishnah could not have given an example to say, do a chalitza in such a case, because that might lead to a yibum, and that would be really problematic. So again, v'tziyavim kaklum, achazak kakaima, in the case of Safek Kiddushin, it would be no problem if they did a yibum. So Abaye challenges Rabbah. So again, that's why Rabbah explained that the reason that we don't have the case of Safek Karov Lo in our Mishnah she's becheskas hetul l'shut, that the woman, the co-wife, was becheskas that she wasn't going to need a yibum v'chalitza, and now all of a sudden we're going to be requiring yibum v'chalitza. Say Abaye challenges nafal Abaye salav al bas achiv. Wait a second, let me give you another case of suffik. What if you have a case where Reuven, Mrs. Reuven, is in some safe place? She's at home. Reuven is on a trip with Shimon's daughter, who's his other wife. Reuven is also married to Shimon's daughter, right? So Reuven and Shimon's daughter are staying in a hotel somewhere, and all of a sudden the hotel collapses. It caves in on both of them, and they're Rahman al-Tzlan, Nebuch, we've seen this, and the people die in the collapse. There are no survivors. So we know that Reuven has died, and we know that Shimon's daughter, Reuven's other wife, died. But it really matters who died first. Because if Shimon's daughter died first, then it turns out that by the time Reuven died, he was only married to one woman, a woman who had no relationship to Shimon, and therefore that woman, Mrs. Reuven, is going to need yibum v'chalitza. Whereas if Reuven died first, then at the moment that Reuven died, he was married to an erva of Shimon, and therefore the other wife, Mrs. Reuven, is a tsaras erva, and there's no need for yibum v'chalitza. So this is a true suffek whether you need yibum v'chalitza. So what's the halacha? Nafal habayis alav v'albas achiv ve'in yadua ezameh meisri. I don't know which one died first. So tsaraso chalatzas v'lomis yavemes. Obviously, you're going to do chalitza and not do yibum. But how can you say that she's going to do chalitza? We should have said that just like in the case where the erva had a suffek gerushin, Rabba said that you can't do chalitza in such a case because she's becheskas hetul l'shuk, the tzar is becheskas hetul l'shuk, and therefore you don't even need a chalitza. She's mutul l'shuk anyway. So chenami, name it ishazu becheskas hetul l'shuk obedas. Why don't we say in the case where the building caves in on Reuven and Bas Shimon, his wife Bas Shimon, that Mrs. Reuven was becheskas hetul shuk before that building ever caved in. She was a tsaras erva, and she knew in her mind that if her husband ever dies, she's not going to need yibum v'chalitza because she's lucky enough to have a co-wife who's an erva to Shimon. So let's assume she's becheskas hetul l'shuk omedes umi safek. So just because you have a safek of who died first, atabo l'osra, now you're going to ask her l'shuk al tasra demi safek. You shouldn't ask her mi safek v'chite ma'achinami. And maybe you're going to say, yeah, that's true. She's muteris l'shuk. She does not require chalitza because that was her last known status, was being muteris l'shuk. But l'chumra, we're requiring chalitza only l'chumra. But you have the same problem. Chumra dasi l'dei kulahu. That chumra is going to lead to a kula. Shema tomer chaletzes. Because if you're going to tell her that she can do chalitza, misya bemes. She might come to do, if you're going to tell her she must do chalitza, they might come to do yibum. They might come to assume that she has a real chiyuv of chalitza, in which case they'll come to do yibum. And that would be tragic, because the real halacha is that she's becheskas heter l'shuk, which means that she doesn't have a mitzvah yibum. So it would be a chiyuv kares for her to do yibum. So the Gemara answers that in the case of Nafal Abayis, the Chalitza in a Chinami is only the Chumrah. But why aren't we worried that if you allow her to do the Chalitza, they're going to come to do a Yibum, just like we are by the Safe Get? Gerushin d'shchichi gazru b'rabanan. Mapol so shchichi lo gazru b'rabanan. Gerushin is a more common thing. So since people get divorced all the time, so since it's a common thing, the rabbanan were gozer that by a suffik get that if we require a chalitza, they'll come to do yibam as well. But how often does a mapolis happen? That's how often does a building cave in and kill people? Thankfully, it doesn't happen that frequently. So since that's an uncommon situation, the rabbanan didn't have to be gozer for such uncommon cases. That's the principle, milsa lo shchicha lo gazur be'rabanan. Pashtus is when we say milsa lo shchicha lo gazur be'rabanan, it doesn't just mean that Rabbanan didn't happen to have not been gozer on a milsa lo shchicha. It probably means they're not authorized to be gozer on a milsa lo shchicha. That Rabbanan are authorized to be mosif ala Torah. Normally it would be a violation of baltosif to add things to the Torah, to add new dinim that they're instituting. But they have a command, a siyag l'Torah, that they're supposed to make. A siyag l'Torah, they're supposed to make a mishmeris l'mishmarti. But that's only if it's a legitimate mishmeris. Tveras. But if it's something that's such a milsul shchicha, something that's not going to come up so frequently or frequently at all, then the Rabbanim would not make a gezeira. So that's why, even though in a chinami, in both cases of the suffix, whether it's a suffix who died first in the Mapolis or whether it's a suffix yet, the tzara's Mrs. Ruvain's chazaka was that she's muteris l'shuk. In one of the cases, we're going to require a chalitza and not worry what that's going to lead to, that it might lead to yibum. And in the other case, we're not going to require a chalitza, and we are worried that it might lead to yibum, because the rabbanon have to be extra concerned by a case of a get, since a get is something that is shchiach. Inami, or another way to be mechalik between the two cases, the case of suffik gerushin and mapoles, where suffik, which one died first? Gerushin dekaima erva dekamochacha tzarasa kametzrachas la chalitza. In the case of gerushin, that the erva is right there, that she shows that her tzara is a tzara's erva, so we're going to require a chalitza, because it looks like if you're going to require a chalitza, and those who see that we require the chalitza, amri kamu be'rabban begita digita malihu, meaning if we were to require a chalitza in the case of the get, everyone's going to say, oh, we weren't sure whether this get was valid or not. If the get was valid, then this woman needs yibum v'chalitza. If the get was not valid, she can go marry l'shuk without a yibum v'chalitza. But we see the rabbanon must have figured it out, because they're doing a chalitza. So it must be that the rabbanon figured out that the get was valid, and therefore she needs a chalitza. So va'asu liyabume l'tzara. So then there's a chashash that that's going to come to allowing yibum as well, because people are going to assume that the rabbanon figured out that the safek get really is a vaday get, and that she can actually do yibum. But mapolis isn't a halachic issue; it's a metzias issue. Who died first? So no one's going to see from the fact that she does a chalitza. No one's going to say, "Oh, the rabbanon must have figured out that this one died before that one." The rabbanon are no more capable of figuring that out than anybody else is capable of figuring out. Right? There are some questions that are halachic questions that you go to a rabbi because the rabbi is better at figuring. You know, may have more information to figure something out. And some questions that are metzias. It's like in Pesach time, rabbis get lots of questions. 90% of the questions we get is, does this product have chametz in it or not? So I'll use Google the same way you'll use Google. Maybe my Google skills are a little more refined than yours are in this. I'll find out that way. But it's not like it's a metzias question. Does it or doesn't it? It's not a question of halacha. So in a question of metzias, no one's going to say, mapolis, mi kamu b'rabbanim mapolis. Someone's going to say, oh, the rabbanim figured out which one died first. It's a metzias question. No one's going to come to that misconception, and therefore they're not going to assume that the chalitza is happening b'toras vaday, and therefore they might as well have done yibum. So ask the Gemara on Rabbah now. Rabbah had said that she doesn't do chalitza in the case of safek get, and that we're mechalik between the safek mapolis and the safek gerushin, the gabe gerushin milo tanan. But don't we learn by gerushin also that the tzara does require chalitza? V'atanan, we had a mishnah that I saw medes b'rishus rabim uzrak Allah, that if a woman is in rishus rabim and the husband throws a get to her to divorce her, karovla, if she's it's close enough to her. Karovla doesn't mean closer to her than to him. It means it's close enough to her that she's able to guard the get. Megoreshes, then she's megoreshes. Then she's divorced. They're divorced. Karovlo, if the get is closer to the husband, meaning not closer to him than to her, but close enough that he's able to guard the get, ain't a megoreshes. Then they're not divorced. But mechzal mechza, if they're both able to guard the get, it's in a spot where they both have equal access to the get, or they both are equally inaccessible to the get, they're both unable to guard the get, so then megoreshes, veina megoreshes. Then in some sense she's divorced, and in another sense she's not divorced, meaning it's like a suffik megoreshes. And we said about that mishnah, legabe which halacha do we say that she's considered to be divorced? Di'i kohenu, that if the husband is a kohen, asurulei, he's not allowed to remarry her, because she's a suffik megoreshes. A kohen is not allowed to be machzer grushaso, so she's divorced enough that she's asur to go back to her husband who's a kohen, or vi ervahi. And if she is a relative of his brother, let's say the Reuven is divorcing his wife, and it ends up safek karavlo, safek karavla, but his wife happens to be Shimon's daughter, tsarasa by chalitza, then her tsara, Reuven's other wife, Mrs. Reuven, is going to require chalitza. So here's exactly this case. You have a case of a get, safek karavlo, safek karavla. Rabbi had said the Mishnah is not going to give that case, because in such a case you don't need a chalitza. And yet here you have in the Mishnah that it says that she's megreshes, veinu megreshes, and the Gemara explains that that means that she needs a chalitza, that buy a chalitza. So v'lo aminan imato amr chaletzus misiyav emes. And over there we don't say no, she can't do a chalitza, because if you do a chalitza, people think you could do yibum, and that would be tragic, because really she's becheska says she doesn't need yibum. So how do we explain that? It's directly against Rabba's understanding of our Mishnah. So answer Gemara, hitmar Allah on that Mishnah in the case of Zarek the Get, where it's mechzal mechzal, where we said that she's suffering mugreshes. So Rabba and Rav Yosef both explained Amri Tarvayu. They both explained that the Mishnah is not talking about a case where two Edim saw a Zrikas Haget and they saw that it fell in a place where the both the husband and the wife are able to guard the Get. No, the case is that there are two sets of witnesses. Achas Omeres Karav Lo. One set of witnesses said that it was only in her domain. Vachas Omeres Karav Lo. And the other set of witnesses says that it was exclusively in his domain. Meaning no one is saying that it was in between. It was a contradiction between two sets of witnesses. So the Havale Sveka Doraisa, since there's a suffix of Edim against Edim, you can't take the Tzara and establish her on a Chazaka that she's Muteris L'shuk, because there are Edim against that Chazaka. Her old Chazaka, the Tzara's old Chazaka, Mrs. Ruvain's old Chazaka, that she's going to be Muteris L'shuk when her husband dies, that Chazaka disappears in the face of Edim. So that's a Sveka D'Oraisa. And therefore she requires Chalitza Me'ikar Adin because of that suffix. It's not just a Chumra Midrabanan. Me'ikar Adin she requires Chalitza. So that's why it's a Nafkamina, Legabe the Tzara, doing Chalitza. Because you can't be Matir L'Shuk without Chalitza. But Masnis and Tahacha, our Mishnah, where we said, you know, had it given the case of Savik Karav Lo, Savik Karav Lo, we would not have required a Chalitza. That's Bekas Achatz. That's talking about that there were two Edim at the Shas Maisa Kiddushin. One Eid said that the Kiddushin was Karav Lo. The other aid said that the kiddushin was karev lo, so we don't have shnei aidim that she had a kiddushin. So we keep the tzara with her chazaka that she's mutter to do yibum min haTorah. We're not going to change that cheskas heter based on an eid that says that she was niskadsha. So avdav leisveik drabanan. That's a suffik drabanan that we're machmir not to do yibum, rather to do chalitza instead of yibum. So that's why the Mishnah didn't want to set up such a similar case by a suffik gerushin where it's suffik karev lo. Suffik Karav La, like we do by Kiddushin. Because in such a suffik of an Eid Echad against another Eid Echad, we would, Minat Torah, she would still have her Chazaka. She would have her Chazaka that she's Muteres L'shuk. So the Rabbanan, in that case, are not going to require a Chalitza, because if you require a Chalitza, they might come to do Yibum, and she really can't do Yibum, because her Ikar Adin is that she's Muteres L'shuk. How do you know our Mishnah is talking about that case where it's one set of witnesses and one witness says it's Karav Lo, one witness says it's Karav Lo, and therefore by Safek Gerishin we're going to have to go with the Chazaka that Me'ikar Adin she's Muteres L'shuk without Chalitza. Maybe our Mishnah is also talking about a case of Trey Utrey, that it's a Sveika D'Oraisa, that two Edim said Karav Lo, two Edim said Karav Lo, and the Chazaka just disappears. How do you know that that's not the case of our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, if we would explain the Mishnah in such a case, Safik Gerushin of where Nafal gets Safik Karav Lo, Safik Karav Lo, where we would say that that's where we would say she requires Chalitza. So, meaning if we would say that that's the case of, if we explain the Mishnah of Safik Gerushin, where the get is Nafal, Safik Karav Lo, Safik Karav Lo, where that's where we say she requires Chalitza, so we would still have to say it's Bekas Achas, Dumya de Kiddushin. Meaning if we were to include a case of Gerushin in our Mishnah, we would have to make the case of Gerushin be a case of Kasachas, because the case of Kiddushin was a case of Kasachas of one set of witnesses. Ma Kiddushin b'Kasachas, av Gerushin b'Kasachas. If the case of Kiddushin was with one witness, any potential case of Gerushin we'd have to add into the Mishnah would have to parallel that case. It would have to also be with one set of witnesses. So, frankly, yeah, but for Kiddushin Gufayim, we might do b'Kasachas. How do you know the case of Kiddushin in our Mishnah is with one set of witnesses? Dilma b'Shteki de'edim. Maybe the case of the Kiddushin in our Mishnah of the Safek Kiddushin is also with two sets of witnesses. So we're back to the same question. Why don't you put Gerushin in our Mishnah and say that it's two sets of witnesses? One set of witnesses says Karav Lo, the other one says Karav La, and say that you require a Chalitza. So I b'Shteki de'edim, because if Kiddushin was b'Shteki de'edim, tisyabim vein b'kachlum, then it would be difficult why the Mishnah says by Safek Kiddushin she should do Chalitza. If she has a Chazaka that she's Muteris, Haaretz liyavam. So let her do yibum. There wouldn't be any issue with her doing yibum. So says Gemara, what's the raya that we're talking about kasachas? Because if there were shteki de'edim, she could have done yibum. How could it be that she could be do yibum if there's shteki de'edim? Kaimi edim v'kamri karavla. What do you mean she could have done? She could just do yibum. There are edim that are saying that she was married to Reuven. That the daughter of Shimon was married to Reuven. If there are edim that are saying the daughter of Shimon was married to Reuven, what do you mean? Just let Mrs. Reuven be misyabim vein bekachlum. She might be a tzaras erva. V'atam tisyabim vein bekachlum v'su. And furthermore, another kasha. You're on the fact that you're mechalik between a suffix of kasachas and a suffix of trey trey, and you say that a suffix in trey trey, even by gerishin, you'd require a chalitza because that's a suffix to a raisa, and we wouldn't pay attention to a suffix. B'shteki de'edim nami sveka d'rabbanan hi. By a suffix of shteki de'edim, it's also really a suffix d'rabbanan, not a suffix d'araisa. Tamrinan uki trey lebadi trey v'ish ukma chazaka. Because when you have two ki de'edim against each other, they should cancel each other out, and the chazaka should come right back. Meaning, what's the whole assumption of this conversation is that when you have two witnesses against two witnesses, then the chazaka is meaningless because the chazaka is going against two witnesses. No, adraba. You have two witnesses against two witnesses, they cancel each other out, and the chazaka is what carries the day. The chazaka should become everything. So says the Gemara that a raya, that a suffix trey, that the chazaka is everything, midadava and nichse de barshatya, just like the case of nichse de barshatya. Barshatya is a person who is sometimes a shota and sometimes not. He had lucid moments and moments where he was not lucid. So whenever he would engage in a transaction, we needed to know what his status was at that time. So Dvarshati Zabin Nichsei, he sold his karka. Also Betray, two witnesses came for Amr Kshu Chalam Zabin. He seemed totally lucid at the time that he sold his karka. Also Betray, and another two witnesses came for Amr Kshu Shota Zabin, that he was a shota at the time that he was selling his karka. Right? He was saying that he's a proud either Democrat or Republican. So two of them, two witnesses came and said, "Oh, he's finally talking sense." And the other two witnesses saying, "What a shaita!" Right? So that's so you have two witnesses saying one or the other. V'am Ravashi uki trei lahadi trei. So Ravashi says, take the two witnesses against the other two witnesses, let them cancel each other out. V'aru ukma becheskas parshatia, and let the land stay becheskas parshatia, let it stay in the chazaka of the mocher, who's the marakama of the karka. So you see that even in the case of suffix trei trei, you go with the chazaka. So we should say the same thing over here by the case of the suffix get, where two witnesses are saying karav lo, two witnesses are saying karav lo, the chazaka should still carry the day. So we should not require chalitza. Ella Amar Abayi says, scratch everything. Let's go back to the original question. Our original question was that when our Mishnah had to come up with an example of a suffix kedushin, we said suffix karav lo, suffix karav lo. When it had to come up with an example of suffix gerushin, we started coming up with all these crazy cases of, not crazy cases, but all these examples of gittin that are kasher midoraisa and pasul midrabanan. Why not say the simple case of suffix karav lo, suffix karav lo? So now we have rejected Rabba's answer that we don't want to say such a case because in such a case you wouldn't even require a chalitza. So we said maybe you would. Elo Amar Abayis. Abayis says Yagra Lov Reim. Tana B'Kedushin V'Adin L'Gerushin. Tana B'Gerushin V'Adin L'Kedushin. Abayi dismisses the whole question. The Mishnah gives four examples of suffix. There's Karav Lo, Karav La. It gives that example in the context of Kedushin, and it gives examples of Kasav Ksav Yado Vein Alav Edim or Eid Echad, or you know, gives all these other examples. All the examples apply both to Gerushin and Kedushin. It just is picking one example to say in the context of Kiddushin, but Eina Chinami, Hu Adin, that same example of Karav Lo, Karav La, would work for Gerushin also as a Suffolk Gerushin, and all the cases of Suffolk Gerushin would work for Suffolk Kiddushin as well. Amle Rava, Iyagra Lavreo, my Zehu de Katani. Well, if it's Yagra Lavreo, that none of these are really specific to the case that they're being brought in, none of these examples are specific, then why does it say Zehu? Oh, this is the case of a Suffolk Kiddushin. This is the case of a Suffolk Gerushin. No, there are other cases of Suffolk Kiddushin, all the ones that we said by Gerushin. And there are other cases of Suffolk Gerushin, the one that we said by Kiddushin. Ella Amar Rav, Rav gives a third approach in the Mishnah. Kol Shebe Kiddushin, Yesh Be Gerushin. Similar to Abaye's approach, that in Echinami, the case of Karov Lo, Karov La, that we say by Kiddushin, that applies to Gerushin also. That would be a valid example of a Suffolk Gerushin, and the Mishnah means to allude to that by giving that example by in the context of Kiddushin. But Yesh Be Gerushin, Mashen Be Kiddushin. But one of the examples of Suffolk Gerushin is not true true by kiddushin. It would not be a valid example of a suffik kiddushin. And v'zehu the gerushin lav dafka. And that's why when it says zehu, these are the case of gerushin, and there are no other case of gerushin. That's really lav dafka, because the case by kiddushin is another example of a suffik gerushin. Karavla, karavla. Elu mishum t'tana zehu b'kiddushin, t'anami zehu b'gerushin. But since the word zehu was used in the context of kiddushin, we use the word zehu in the context of gerushin as well. So in the first part, when the Mishnah said savikarav lo by kiddushin, and it said zehu, that's a case of savik kiddushin. That means to tell me, and one of the cases of savik gerushin is not going to work for kiddushin. But by gerushin, when we say zehu, it's really lav dafka, because the case of kiddushin of savik kiddushin will also work as a case of savik gerushin. Vizel the kiddushin lemutimai. Which of the cases of savik gerushin is not going to be a valid case for savik kiddushin? Lemutezman deleka bekiddushin. The Tana said by Safek Gerushin that if you give a get that doesn't have a zman, that's a get that's pasul midrabanan. That's not true by kiddushin. That if you're a shtar kiddushin is kosher even midrabanan if it doesn't have zman written in the shtar. Meaning the requirement of zman is a requirement by a get. It's not a requirement by a shtar kiddushin. So if there's no date in the shtar kiddushin, it would be perfectly fine. Now why is it that we require a date in a get in the first place? So there's a sugya in Gittin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that has machlokas why it is that we require a date in a get. Rabbi Yochanan said shel yichbal basa choso, that Reuven might be married to Shimon's daughter, so in addition to being his wife, it's also his niece, and it could be that Shimon's daughter will cheat on Reuven one day, and therefore she loses out on everything. She's not going to receive anything. So and she's going to be chayv misa and everything else. So Reuven's going to feel badly for her. So he's going to write her a get, and he's going to predate the get to before she was mezana, because he's going to be yichbal basachoso. So, he's not going to write a date in the get. He's going to write a get without a date, and writing a get without a date, they'll assume that they'll claim that the get happened before the znus happened, that they were divorced before she was mezana. And Reish Lakish says no, they were mesakin zman in the get, so that the woman won't lose the peros nuchse melug that the husband eats from the time of the ksivas haget. So malo tiknu zman bekiddushin. Why weren't we mesakin zman in kiddushin as well? Well, hanich lemadir mishum peri. If it's about the peros nuchse melug, I understand very well. Arusa lesle peri by erusin, the peros nuchse melug don't go over anyway. So there's no change in the status of peros nuchse melug at kiddushin, so it wouldn't make sense to be masakin zman el man yom b'shem basachoso. But if it's about basachoso that you need to have the flexibility to change the date of when you claim you're married and not married in order to protect basachoso liskin zman, so they should have been masakin zman in a kiddushin as well, in order that a person shouldn't be able to cover for basachoso. So says mar mishum dika the mekadesh bekaspa because the mekadesh b'shtara lo tikun rabbanan zman. It wasn't a possibility by a kiddushin, because sometimes you do kiddushin with kesef, and there's no dating kesef, there's dating shtar, so they just couldn't require zman by kiddushin. So I'm Rav Acha b'Rav Rav Yosef Rav Ashi va'avda dika dekani b'kasva v'ika dekani b'shtara v'ika b'shtara by an eved, some are kona an eved with kesef and some with the shtar v'tigun rabbanon zman, and the rabbanon were misakin zman and shtar shichur of an eved in order to know when he became usher to be married to the shivcha and became mutter to be married to a bas chorin. And we didn't say, oh well, if you're going to get rid, since there's kesef, there are avadim that are kona themselves and mashachra themselves with kesef, and there's no zman that's shayich by there, so we're not going to require zman on a shtar shichur. We don't say that. We do require zman on a shtar shichur. So hasam ruba b'shtar, no, because by the eved most of the time it's with a shtar shichur. Hacha ruba b'kasva. You ever been to a wedding where they use kiddush shtar? You've never seen it. They only use kiddush kesef at weddings. So rova the times it's going to be with something that's not shayach zman. V'iba yisema mishum delo efshar. Or because it could be that even if you would be misakin to write zman b'kiddushin, it's not going to help. What are you trying to protect? That he shouldn't be able to protect basachoso? He could still protect basachoso even if you put a zman in the kiddushin. Because heichi lavid, what are you going to do to make sure that he can't? Lincha gabi dida, you're going to leave the shtar kiddushin with her. Machale, she'll erase the date. Lincha gabi didei, you're going to leave the shtar kiddushin with him. Zimna de basachoso he. She might be his niece, umechapa ala, and he'll try to cover for her, so he'll hide the shtar kiddushin. Lincha gabe edim, you're going to leave it by the edim. Well, mimanavshach, ed is chiri leisul lesadu. If the edim remember when the kiddushin happened, they could come be married without the shtar. V'ilo zimnin dechazu miksava vasu mesadi. And if they don't remember, they may look at the shtar and say, "Oh yeah, yeah, that's when it was, and that's an invalid testimony. Rachman Amar Mipiyam, V'lo Mipik Savam. Pasuk says Mipiyam, V'lo Mipik Savam. Ihachi, Begerishin Nami Neimahachi. Why don't we say the same thing by Gerishin? It doesn't help to write the Zman in the get, because if the husband and the wife want to erase the Zman from the get to save the woman, they could do that in order to save her from getting killed in Beis Din. So Hasam Latzala Dida Ka'asi. Over there, it's coming to save her, that she was already divorced, she was not an Eshes Ish. So we don't have to worry that she might erase the Zman in the get, because then she may be invalidating the get and really being mechayiv herself in a big way, because she's still going to be married. Over here, by requiring a zman in the kiddushin, we're saying that otherwise she would be a single girl. Okay, a single girl is becheskas penuya, becheskas heter. So that's why a get is so fundamentally different than a kiddushin. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis.
You too. Have a great day, Shkara.